We're 60 seconds from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And there's been a trending topic on Twitter recently that asked the question, what movies always make you cry no matter how many times you've seen them?
Oh, God.
I know, I'm with Jose. I cried at everything. I watched The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix and I cried.
Oh, I'm not sad.
Which part of The Joker made you cry the most when he started the riot that they burned down the whole town? Was that part?
No, did
the crazy dance down the stairs. That sent you into tears.
When he suffocated his mom?
Oh, wow.
Oh, spoiler alert. This is a comedy? I didn't know this was a comedy.
Tearjerker.
No. Just saying I cry easily.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how all of my emotions come out.
Hopefully mothers being killed makes everybody cry. But...
Well, the original poster said these four always do it for him. Apollo 13.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big Fish.
Oh, yes.
The Green Mile and Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, Saving Private Ryan gets me every time.
Yeah.
Are you not a crier, Jeffrey? Do you not cry at these things?
No, not really.
And I don't understand Apollo 13. No one even dies in that movie.
Dude, it's so intense.
But no, everyone's fine.
I don't know.
Maybe someone strangles their mom in that one, too. But in general, a lot of people think that Steel Magnolias, Beaches, which is some Bette Midler movie from the 80s. I've never seen that.
Yeah, I don't know what you're leaving off right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's Bette Midler, she just said.
And any movie involving dogs.
Yeah, of course.
Dude. Not just Marley and Me, but like Homeward Bound, Snow Dogs. Mm-hmm. That was a tearjerker, too.
Okay, are we talking also about like
Snow Dogs?
Yeah, Cuba Gooding Jr. Yeah. Those dogs were cold. It was sad.
I didn't see that one.
It lasted like... Dog
yeah.
Buster.
Yeah. And of course, nostalgic baseball films.
Oh my God. Oh. Yeah.
They really get me.
Field of Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, always. Totally.
Jose always cries at League of Their Own.
Oh, that one too.
Yeah. When Rosie O'Donnell spits on the umpire.
No, I don't think that's when it happens.
There's no crying in baseball, but there was crying in Jose's apartment.
Though. Absolutely.
And I know I'm going to be crying when I watch the upcoming Netflix documentary about the shock collar question of the day.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be a whole documentary?
Yeah, this is a sad segment where we take a bucket full of names and we draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear. Brooke's drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last.
And I guess it's kind of a dog flick since it's...
There's a dog shock collar. Yeah.
Hey, I didn't think
there you go. Okay, I got, wild card. Anyone but you.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to go with Jeffrey because I want to see him cry.
Make Jeff cry.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to put on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, read us a shock collar question of the day.
Tom Brady is heading back for what seems like his millionth Super Bowl appearance
next month. Oh, my God. Seriously. Yeah. We should just call it the Brady Bowl.
Literally.
I mean.
So today our shock collar question is all about things TB12. I'll give you three questions about Tom Brady, and you need to get all three correct to avoid being shocked. You'll have 30 seconds to discuss each question, and I'll need your final answer, and then we'll move on. All right, are you ready, Jeffrey?
Okay. This is going to be fun. Okay.
I don't know if I'm annoyed or interested.
First question.
Weird facts, too.
As of right now, how many Super Bowls has Tom Brady won? You have 30 seconds.
One.
Okay.
He's been to 10. I know he has six
rings. This will be his 10th.
This was going to be his 10th Super Bowl appearance.
So he's been to 9.
I think it's 6.
I think 6.
I'm more confident in 6 than 9.
I am too.
I'm going to go 6 Super Bowl victories.
Yeah, actual rings.
Next question. Tom is known for taking team-friendly contracts during his 21 years as an NFL QB.
Yeah.
Are his career earnings more or less than $250 million? You have 30 seconds.
You're just talking about from the contract.
Yes.
Okay.
Not
endorsements.
Yeah. $250 million.
I would say less. And the only reason I say that is because I know Giselle, like her whatever, is like over $200 million
or
something.
She makes more than he does, salary wise.
That's the only reason I think that. I think she makes more than her.
I'm going to go with less.
Okay.
Yeah, less than 250 mil.
Just for his contract.
Yeah.
Final question. In the 21 years he's played in the NFL, how many times has Tom Brady appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
Oh.
Now, I'll help you out.
Wow.
Throw out a guess and I'll tell you whether it's higher or lower than your guess.
Oh man. Okay. Well,
I would go 12.
More than that.
I was thinking more.
I would assume he's been on every preseason NFL magazine, and he's on the postseason because he's always in the playoffs.
And hasn't
That's
even the,
twice a year for 20-plus years, so my first guess is going to be 40.
Less than 40.
Wow,
less than 40.
That's a terrible guess, bro.
That was
you
too high.
20.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's like 23 or something random.
I think it's between 10 and 20. I go 15. I don't think it's 20.
I'm going higher than that.
Okay.
I'm in the 20s.
I'm in the 20s. I'm going to say 23. 23 magazine like covers.
Okay.
All right. I asked you, as of right now, how many Super Bowls has Tom Brady won? You said 6. The correct answer is 6. You guys got that right.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go.
I asked if Tom has made more or less than $250 million in salary over his 21-year career. You said less, and he's made more.
Oh,
$265 million.
Close, though, yeah. Wow.
Finally, I asked how many times has Tom Brady appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated. You guessed 23, and the correct answer was 21. You were very close.
We were so close.
All right. Well,
Tom gets us again.
Yeah. Start crying, Jeffrey.
The goat got me. So I'm going to have to sing a song. Someone wants to hear Chandelier by Sia.
Oh, wow.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. Throw them back till I lose count. I'm gonna swing from the chandelier. Ah!
Oh, boy.
I liked it.
Now we hit the note.
Is that a drinking song? I never realized it.
I never heard it was a drink verse either.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
It's a modern Chumbawamba.
That's your shock collar question of the day. No tears this time. Maybe next time.
Oh,
maybe we'll cry when you get the phone tap coming up in just a few minutes.